some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, June 2nd. Just one speed bump. Astrological skies are clear and friendly today as the moon continues her journey through Aquarius. Note the hour, 11:44 a.m. That's when the moon squares Mercury, and a minor communication problem is more likely to appear. Squares bring times of challenge and stress. Slow down and double-check the details at this moment as it approaches, and you can avoid a problem. For the elementary school teachers, expect a giggle outbreak at this time. Ha! But you'll get the class back in order quickly as clear astrological skies follow the square on into evening hours. If your birthday is this week, May 30th through June 5th, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that is forming in the heavens right now becomes the crown jewel of your solar return, the chart of your new year. Uranus rules computers and high-tech stuff, your friends, cars, socially conscious groups, and astrology. All have lucky Jupiter urging you to get involved. Uranus is the agent of change. Jupiter asks you to get outside the box and experiment. This is a good year to fix up your home, as lovely Venus resides in homey Cancer in your new solar return, Gemini. Saturn is in Virgo in this new chart, reminding you to improve your diet in the months ahead. You've also got Mars in Leo, increasing your ability to be a leader or a hero. Green lights are flashing for you in 2010, Gemini. Times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And good morning. Robert Watson for Seeing Beyond. I'm the president of Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center, located in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm very happy to be here with you. I'm hoping that I can make you happy here being with me. That's one of my goals in life this morning, is to see what we can do for each other. Help each other out. Say hello to each other. That's my intention today, is to say hello to you as a spiritual being. Yes, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. Wow, listen to that business, huh? Just when you thought you were just a body. No. Your body is made up of, chemicals, water and dirt and air and even fire. Would you believe that? Fire. How come my body is made up of fire? Well, just a reminder that you're 98.6 degrees temperature, so there must be fire somewhere, right? Your metabolic rate must be doing something for you. So you're made up. Your body, your physical body, your physical experience is created and generated by those four elements that we are so familiar with: fire, water, air, and earth. So congratulations, you have a body. And you are a spiritual being, and that's who I'm really talking to. The physical body is simply the vehicle, maybe even the used car. Huh? If your body was a used car, what would it be? A Nash Rambler? An old used-up Maserati? That's probably it. The Italian style. Oh, well. I'm the old Chevy. Although I like Ford, so I have to tell you, I like both Ford and Chevy, and that's not necessarily common. Usually we find ourselves in either one camp or the other. We're either Ford lovers or we're the Chevy lovers. I spent all my life buying General Motors vehicles, Chevys, Oldsmobiles. And one day I turned around and I bought myself a nice Ford truck. And my God, I thought, gee, I'm home. Ford is for me. Amazing. I can change. I can change. Which is really a powerful environment. Anyway... Back to energy work. Now that you've learned about my automobile desires, let's get back to energy work, okay? Stay grounded, like me, yes. And if you're not grounded, say hello to the center of your head. Yes, let us all be energy workers for a while and recognize that really that's all we are really doing. We're working with energy. Even if you see yourself physical and you recognize some physical environments, well, that's just energy too, because they're just denser vibrations. Those molecules that make up those objects you're looking at, they're vibrating at all different frequencies. So they're not standing still. They are moving, and they express a frequency. So in effect, even if they're solid objects, they are still really just energy. Everything around you and you is energy. So in effect, even though you don't recognize it, you are an energy worker. I am here to say hello to you about being an energy worker, being a better energy worker for all the right reasons. And you might wonder, what's the right reason? Why would I want to be an energy worker? Well, the reason I'm going to give you is to help you, to allow you to recognize you to become a whole spiritual being with a body. Your spiritual body, your mind body, and now your physical body. If you can heal your physical, your spirit body, if you pay attention to your spirit body and you work and focus on your mind body, the natural effect of that is to heal your physical body. And that's kind of how it works, spirit, mind, and body. So I'm here to share with you some of my insights, some of my experiences, some of my knowledge on how to become a better healer. You remember the old axiom, heal thyself, physician. You ever heard of that? Heal thyself, physician. So as a healer, when you go around healing people, and most of you are healing people, you want to remind yourself to heal thyself, because in effect, the only person who can really heal you is you. You have to allow it to happen. Okay, we're going to do a meditation, and we're going to do a little bit of talk about your mind-body, the different vibrations of your mind-body, start to clean them out. And if we get time this afternoon, if we get time this later in the program, maybe we can get a phone call, and hopefully we can look at some issues or do some healing work. I always love to do that. It's always a fun spot. But I'm really interested in doing some meditation. And what I'd like you to do in order for you to become the best that you can be. Now, listen to that, huh? The Army stole that idea from me. Be all you can be. Be the best you can be. Come on, be the best you can be today. Is it possible? Yes, absolutely it is possible. Where do we begin being the best we can be? Find the center of your head. Be behind your eyes. Tap your forehead. Put your attention behind your eyes. In other words, get out of your own way. Start by being the best you can be by getting out of your own way. Isn't that amazing? You can help yourself by getting out of your own way. Be behind your eyes, please. Come on, be behind your eyes. There's a line in your space that attaches you to a point of origin at the center of the planet. And there's another line that attaches you to the source directly above you in an equidistant manner. In other words, you're in the center, you're in the middle of a line between two points, your point of origin and your source. And when you find the center of your head, you're in alignment with those two points. So it matters that you're there. It absolutely matters. I want you to be behind your eyes, between your ears, and recognize your grounding to the center of the planet. At whatever level, whatever ability, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Now, want to talk to you about, I would call it a way of releasing energy. Okay, it's a way of letting go. And I'll talk to you about that. And one of them is simply a clairvoyant ability. I'm really more interested in the clairvoyant ability because this is where you can do the most efficient work in the quickest amount of time and space is using your clairvoyant ability. I strongly urge you to work your clairvoyance. I teach how to do it. I practice doing it, and I'm telling you how to do it. I want you to, and this is you practicing your clairvoyance now, okay? Okay, this is you doing it. I want you to create a rose. Practice creating, just do it. Create a rose out in front of you. Imagine, never mind that you see it or not. Just imagine that you are creating it, okay? Hopefully you can see it, but if you don't, doesn't mean it's not there. If you imagine it and you can't quite see it, but you know it's there, that's okay too. Now just destroy it. So create a rose and then destroy it. Do it a couple of times. What that does is clear the energy out of your space. Okay, now when I use the word destroying, it is not about aggressive. It's not an aggressive act. It's about letting go. You have a number of powers that you can use to facilitate your spiritual growth. One of the biggest ones, one of the biggest powers you have is the power of forgiveness. Power of forgiveness. And who should you be directing your power to in that response? Well, first I would start with yourself. Forgive yourself would be a great start. I forgive me. That's a beautiful way to start your morning. You could say I love me too, but I forgive me would be one of the sentences I suggest you start to consider doing. And the other one would be I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive me. Now that's a clairaudient approach to the act of or the power of forgiveness. And a clairvoyant way would be to simply create a rose and destroy it, in effect, letting it go in the act of I forgiving you, okay, or I forgive you in the act of forgiveness. That attitude of letting go is really the act of forgiveness. Forgiveness means to leave behind. Okay, that's the literal meaning of forgiveness, to leave behind. So in effect, letting go, release, it's all very similar, isn't it? So forgiveness is letting go and leaving behind. So that is one of your powers to heal yourself is to forgive. Are you holding a grudge? Are you holding a grudge right now? Do you have someone in your life you don't like? Oh, you got a list. Okay, well, start with the first one. Start with the first one on your list. Create a rose for that person out in front of you. Just recognize that energy. Be in the center of your head again. Don't leave the center of your head. Come back to the center of your head. Don't lose your space. Come back to the center of your head. Create a rose. Create a rose for that person that you really don't like. Okay? Now destroy it. Yes, there you go. Good job. Destroy the rose. Release it. Let it go. Forgive. Process that energy of, anger, frustration, whatever it is that's causing you to resist this person. To release it. Let it go. What are you doing when you do that? Well, first of all, you're getting his or her energy out of your space. Okay? Isn't that a nice thing to know? You're releasing that person's energy out of your space. And in that attitude of release, you're also bringing in energy that's you from that person. You're calling your energy back. In effect, you're becoming whole. So this is the idea behind creating and destroying is to become whole. And when you create a rose, that's your intention. When you destroy it, that's your intention of forgiveness to let go. So one of your powers in your life is forgiveness. I want you to consider that. Allow that to be a part of your day-to-day practice of forgiveness. But most importantly, forgive yourself. You should be on the top of that list. Let me put it to you another way. Who judges you more than you do? You do. 24 hours a day, right? 7 days a week. So you're the first one on your list. So if you had someone else on your list as number one, scratch them off. Make you number one. Put yourself out there. I forgive me. All right? All right. Okay, so that's one of your powers is forgiveness. Now, another power that I'd like to talk to you about, even though we should be doing meditation, shouldn't we? Well, okay, let's do this first before we go into that other power that you have. Find the center of your head and ground, okay? Ground. How do you ground? Well, let's do this. Why don't we, because we're in the center of our head and we have the ability to see or we have the ability to imagine, I want you to imagine out in front of you a rose that represents you. Okay, it's a vibration. Remember, you're just a vibration. You're a collection of energy, aren't you? Physical or spiritual or in a mindful chakra level, you're simply vibrating at different frequencies. You are a collection of energies. So if we put up a rose that recognizes who you are as a vibration, well, you're just looking at energy, aren't you? Why don't you look at that rose and from the stem, at the bottom of the, there's a view screen in front of you, which you're using, okay? You're using to be clairvoyant. There's an actual screen out there. I want you to recognize at the bottom of that screen, there's a little point. That's called the point of origin. Now, the point of origin really is in the center of the planet. But it's too hard to go to the center of the planet every time you want to do energy work, so don't do it. At the bottom of the view screen is another point. You can use that. Ground your rose, ground that vibration of who you are as an energy being, ground that rose to that point, and that's grounding your space, and let it release. Now, so how is it happening? Well, the reason why it's happening is because of your second power, the other power you have, and that's called your attention. You have an attention vibration, or you have a power called attention. So when you put your attention on the rose, and then you have the intention of grounding it, which is what you do, this is your power. So you're using your power to do what? Well, let's start with healing yourself again. Okay, so we have a break coming up. I've just been reminded. Get back in my body, Robert. Tell everybody it's time for a break. So what I want you to do is stay focused on the rose in front of you, ground. And lastly, before the break, before I go to the break, create a sun, drop it into that rose and replenish your space. I'll be right back. We'll do a little bit more work. All right.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
East West Bookstore is the place to be this week for all kinds of helpful information. On Wednesday, naturophobic physician Agatha Constance talks about optimizing your children's health. Ivan Thames on Thursday offers insight for transitioning to a new career. Susan Taylor Shear returns from Friday to Monday with a lecture, workshop, and private reading on soul mastery. And on Saturday night, there's another drum circle with Dave DeLulo. Find out more at eastwest.com.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Okay, I am back. Hello again. Yes. All right, we had a little break, and where we left off, so find the center of your head again. Be behind your eyes, between your ears. Put your attention behind there. Now let's shape up a little bit more in that area of the center of your head. Let's take another little step, okay? Instead of just kind of focusing your attention behind your eyes, I'd like you to create an image of yourself behind your eyes, all right? So remember, remind yourself who you are or what you might look like. You can change it. You want to lose 20 pounds? Change how you look in the center of your head. That'll be a good start. So be behind your eyes and create the image of yourself behind there, sitting in a chair, or put yourself in a lotus position, or the Japanese seiza position, so you can sit and, you know, be comfortable, be relaxed, be in a meditative space. And, oh, let an energy field or vibration be around your body in the center of your head. Oh, whatever color you feel comfortable with, that's your choice, okay? Whatever, just so you can give you, and don't forget behind you, okay? Now, remember, you're sitting in the alignment with the Supreme Being, so really you have a great relationship with the Supreme Being, you're just beginning to realize it, okay? You're recognizing your relationship. Would you recognize that you have a ball around you, for instance, spherical ball, and you're in the center of that ball, and you give it a color. So don't forget behind you is the same color. So if you're going to vibrate it pink, don't just vibrate in the front of your body. Vibrate in the sides, the top, the bottom, and the back, and ground the center of that ball, okay? Let's put that center of that ball right in your center of your head, in the center of your head, okay? Good. Now, there's a way to become real in your body. Okay, to become recognizing who you are in the center of your head. Good. Now, out in front of you, you created a rose. You were working that rose. I don't remember exactly why now. That's what breaks do for me. I lose my space. Come back. Blow it up. Let's just destroy it. Okay? Oh, yes, we were talking about your space. That's what we were doing. I got it now. Thank you, everyone. I got the hello from you all. Very pleasant. I'm so happy that you said hello to me. Thank you very much for you who said hello back. Okay, so let's start again. Put up a rose for who you are and ground yourself. Thank you. I need help. Drop a sun into your space. Replenish your space as you release the energy that is you're ready to let go of. Okay, you're ready to let go of some energy, aren't you? Aren't you? Yes, of course you are. And you want to replenish that. Okay, well, now that's you out there in your viewing screen. You can do anything you want with it. Yeah, we can do anything we want with it. Wow, isn't that cool? Let's add some fun to it. Let's put some joy in that rose. What an idea, huh? Create a sun of joy, a big ball of energy right above the rose instead of just throwing balls in there. Suns in there of energy. Just change the environment that we're sitting in. Create a sun of joy, a ball of joy. And drop it right into that rose and let that rose suck up that energy or soak up that energy, just like a sponge soaks up water. Fill that rose with joy. Wow, that'll be fun. You might feel a little heat or a little bit of pressure in your chest. Well, that's where joy vibrates, right in your chest. Isn't that cool? Ground the energy, clean out whatever doesn't vibrate a joy in your heart chakra. Let it release. Ah, good, good. Meditation. It's about, well, I call it energy work, okay? Running energy. It's a meditation of sorts, isn't it? But it's pretty much, it's kind of rich with change and rich with shift, and it's movement. We're always moving, you know? You don't want to be stuck. You know, here's what I would say to you about the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being vibrates at change, all right? How about that? Can you listen to that? Can you hear that? Put up a rose between you and me, and I'm going to talk to you through your rose. So you don't have to hear my truth. You can recognize your truth, okay? The Supreme Being vibrates at change, all right? And the only thing constant is change, to remind you of that. What a dichotomy, right? Change is constant. The Supreme Being vibrates at change constantly. So we're here sitting in a world of change, and what is the first thing we do to that? We resist it. We resist change. Are you in fact resisting the Supreme Being when you resist change? Oh, maybe. Consider the idea that you might be. So do you want to resist the Supreme Being, or do you want to match the Supreme Being? It's your choice. Now, if you matched the Supreme Being, do you believe that maybe your life might be a little bit easier? Wow, what a concept. I can match the Supreme Being, and I can allow change to occur in my space, and I don't have to resist who I am. Wonderful idea. What a concept. Drop another sun into that space. Allow yourself to change. Let go. Don't be stuck. Okay, good job. Good job. Woo, that's amazing. You're out there. You're fabulous. I believe and hope. I'm hoping for the best here. Yeah, I think there's concepts here. We can work with you. Yeah, I have a lot of students and I have a lot of clients, and I'm so grateful for all of them. You know, currently, every second Saturday, so that would be June 12th, I put on a workshop now. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is drop what you're doing and come on over, and will sit with me for 3 hours, maybe even up to 4 hours, from 2 to 6 in the afternoon on June 12th at the Institute. We'll talk about earth energy and cosmic energy, how it runs in your body, how you can work with these energies, which in a way is the Supreme Being. You're working with the Supreme Being, and how you can manifest change in your space. And that's a pretty powerful environment that you're sitting in. Change. Allow yourself to change. Be okay with that. It's sometimes hard to hear because we all want everything to be the same. But you know what? It's not the same. So step out of that space. Recognize change is okay. Be okay with that. Ground. Create in your story a couple of roses now because I'm lighting you up. It's part of my intention is to light you up, to release your space, release energy that keeps you stuck, including myself. Whew, I get to change too. I'm still changing, everyone. Wow. It's been a wonderful experience, life, you know? Been a beautiful moment for me. Every day is a great moment for me. I want that to be a great moment for you. And how is it done? How do we have great moments in our life? Well, let's match the Supreme Being. How's that for a start? Match the Supreme Being. Do you think the Supreme Being stays stuck? I mean, listen to that idea. Is the Supreme Being stuck? Absolutely not. It's not stuck. It's always in change. Match the Supreme Being. Let it go. Good. Really good. So I want to remind you now, I have a workshop at the Institute. It's in San Leandro. The address is 16387 Blanco Street. It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 5, maybe till 6, depending on the questions and answers. I'll be honest with you. I'm honest with you. I have many students. I have a lot of clients. I'm not looking for any more. Amazing, isn't it? I should be looking for more students, right? No more students. Thank you. No, it's okay. Don't show up if you don't. Don't be a student of mine. I've got enough students. I have enough clients. All I want to do is share with you some ideas about earth and cosmic energy, how it can benefit you, okay? How you can grow and change and love yourself and letting go and forgiveness. Now, where is the problem in that idea? And I'm not asking anything of you, except maybe to drop what you're doing, get in the BART, drive in your car to come over and talk for 3 or 4 hours with me and experience energy work firsthand. I'll talk to you about earth energy, cosmic energy, how it works and flows in your body. We can manage that space. We can change. There's at least 4 different vibrations on the earth and cosmic that we can explore and work on. Okay? And we will explore them. But you got to show up. And it won't cost you anything. Now, I know that's a tough one for you. Usually you have to pay your way for everything, right? Not today. Not on June 12th. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is show up. 2 in the afternoon till 6 at the latest. And then after that, I go out and have dinner and clean you guys out of my space. But you're worth it. I'm willing to do it if you're willing to do it. Do we have an agreement? That's how the world works, right? The world works and changes through agreements. We have an agreement. How many of you raise your hands to go to that workshop? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I have enough chairs for all of you. If more of you show up than my chairs, I'll give you my chair. That way I'll stand and talk. You can sit and run energy. Okay? I'm willing to give up my seat to you. I'm having too much fun, aren't I? Okay, we're going to take a break really soon. We're going to come back. We're going to run the energy through the 7 vibrations of your chakra system. We're going to talk about the colors. We'll talk about some of the attributes and really change your day to day. That's my intention, is to change. I think we've done a pretty good job so far. We got another half an hour. Let's get to change. Okay, be right back.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Okay, break is over. Break is over. Clear my throat. All right, I want to remind you, there's a workshop Saturday, June 12th at the Institute. The Institute is at 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. And my phone number, in case you need directions or more information or whatever, my phone number is 510-481-2872. And I'm looking forward to talking to you about the earth energy flowing in your body and the cosmic energy flowing in your body. Let's manage it. There's in each level, earth and cosmic, there's four different vibrations that can be used by you to effectuate healing and wholeness in your space. Earth and cosmic, these are energies that are always running in your body. And the best way to manage or the best way to manifest that understanding is to put your attention on it. This is what we're going to work on. Put your attention on your earth and cosmic and make some changes. So create your story. A couple of more roses, please. Be behind your eyes. Put up a rose between you and me, between you and everybody else. Own your space. Now, just a little hello about being in the center of your head. The center of your head is so important that there's actually two points of reference for you to maintain your center of your head space. The first one is the physical reference, which I'll tell you about. That is, the physical reference is, and it's a very well-known spiritual tool. It's not something I've invented, not at all. It's something I've borrowed, but I use it now, and that's a really great tool. Put your tongue behind your front teeth at the top. There's a little flat spot, almost flat. And put the tip of your tongue there, rest it there, and what it does, it puts you in the center of your head by doing that. So try that, everyone. Just put your tongue behind the top teeth, right at the top of the top teeth, right behind the top teeth. Rest your tip of the tongue there. Just rest your tongue there, and you'll notice you'll shift into the center of your head that way. Okay, good. Kind of recognize that. The second point of reference is to have a rose up in front of you. So if you see that rose, that tells you you're in the center of your head. If you don't see the rose, if you create a rose and you don't see it, it doesn't mean that the rose is not there. It means that you're not in the center of your head to look at it. So just because you don't see a rose doesn't mean it's the rose's fault or anybody's fault. It just means that you're not in the center of your head to see it. I sometimes call that the one-seat theater. So be in your one-seat theater, and you're the only one that's supposed to be there. Remember the vibration around that around the image of yourself? What color is that? Ground the center of your head, please. Attach it to the source directly above you. You have a line. I'm just asking you to say hello to the Supreme Being. Who you are as a spiritual being, you have what I call a higher self and a lower self. Now, the higher self doesn't have a body. It does not have a body. Your higher self does not have a body. It's a collection of spherical shapes and oblongs with centers and lines. Okay, and that I call your higher self. Then you have your lower self. This is what you're familiar with. The lower self is a spirit body, a chakra body or a mind body, and then, of course, a physical body. Now, yes, you might say, well, I am a physical body. And yes, you are to a degree. It's a consciousness. That's true. But who you really are is a spirit body and a mind body relative to your higher self. So you're the higher self, too. I'm focusing on your chakra body now. This is the second part of your lower self. What I'd like you to do is go ahead, use that rose you have right out in front of you. It's usable. You can change it. Remember, we talked about change. You have the ability to change. You have a rose out there. You have it grounded. I want you to put your attention on it from the center of your head and let that rose vibrate at red, strawberry red. Okay? Yeah. Now, that means you're looking at your first etheric body, your survival space. This is a good place to start, your first chakra. Ground that rose. I want you to, ground the rose. Let the energy release. Now, I'm doing it too. It's always good to clean out, you know? This is a little clean out. Now, we have only a few minutes with each other, another 20 or 30 minutes, not even 30, actually. So let's make the most of our time together, okay? I hope I've done that for you, giving you the best of time I can. I want to make good use of it, okay? So you've cleaned it out, you're dumping a lot. That's good news. You're cleaning out. You're ready to let go of something. You're ready to change, right? This is change. You're moving energy, okay? You're moving energy. Now let's set the energy in your first chakra. This is your survival space for respect and response, okay? Start with I am respect and I am response, or I am respect and response. So you're setting the energy. This is your intention, all right? So if you don't do it, then somebody else will. So let you do it. I want you to set the energy in your survival space. Does that work for you? Huh? Does that work for you? Is it best for you to own your space? If you're going to own your space, you have to have an intention to do it. I am response and respect. Create a spherical ball above the rose you're looking at. Drop it in. Let that rose soak up the energy like a sponge soaks up water. Set the energy in your survival body. Respect yourself, respect others, and of course you have to respond to life, don't you? So, not a bad place to start, life. All right, now that rose you're looking at, which is a definition rose, which defines your space, let's focus on another vibration of you. We'll call that the emotional body. So change the color of that rose to orange. Ground that orange rose. That's your emotional body. Hey, a tough space to be in, huh? Emotions. Release, ground. You've got the grounding cord working. Why don't you go ahead and a little something else. Let's go ahead and create a sun above that rose that opens up that grounding cord a bit more. Okay? Make it bigger. Okay, so create a sun with the intention of opening up your grounding cord from between you and the center of the planet. So drop the sun into the rose. Let it flow into that ground, into the rose, into the grounding cord. Open up that grounding cord a bit more. There you go. Let go of some of the energy that you've let go of like last year, and you haven't gotten completely over it. You haven't let it go completely. There you go. Clean it all out. All right. Now, remind you, go back to grounding your emotional body, Rose. Good. Oh, there you go. Much better. Create a sun of energy, a ball of energy, a sphere of energy above the rose, the emotional body rose. Let that sun or ball vibrate at amusement. Okay? And I understand words to mean spiritual truths to me. And it's called I am, use me not. Drop in amusement into your rose, into who you are. You're defining your space. You're using a rose as a picture or as a tool, as a focus tool to help you own your space. Ah, good. I am, use me not. Excellent. Okay. How you doing? Releasing. You're letting go. Let the body respond. Let go. Boy, you know, you can carry the pain or you can let it go. What's your choice? Let it go. Come on. Now be strong. Be determined. Be disciplined. Create another sun of I am, use me not. Let's do it again. Drop it in. Let it flow right into that emotional body. Nice orange color. There you go. Ah, better. All right. Third chakra, yes, the third chakra would be a yellow color. Beautiful lemon yellow, strong and bright. This represents your relative to your body being communication. Okay, this is a body being communication vibration. All right, so, and it's very powerful, very strong, like all of them. Go ahead and ground it. Yellow, yellow, ground it. Good, good, good. We carry a lot of energy in our bodies. Yes, actually stuck. All right, create a sun form. I am form, fitness, and fortitude. Yes, I am form, fitness, and fortitude. You're setting the energy in your relationship with your body. As a spiritual being to a physical body, you want to set the energy. I am form, fitness, and fortitude. Drop it in. Set the energy in that environment. This is your mind body. Own it. Yes, nice. Now you can go ahead and do whatever you want. Go play tennis, play baseball, walk around the park. Eat right. Whatever. It's up to you. Good, good, good. Fourth chakra. Fourth chakra. Just, in other words, let that rose you're looking at. Use that rose. It's there. Use it. Change the color to a spring green. Stay with me here. Come on. Stay grounded. Don't lose your space. Just get back to the center of your head. Come on. Good. Let yourself release. It's okay. If you do lose your space, you'll find it again. Okay? Letting go is about losing your space sometimes. And when you let it go, you'll climb back in. You'll find your space again. You'll climb back in. You'll be in the center of your head. You can just do it again. Okay? It's healing. This is, you're healing yourself. Okay? You're healing yourself. Look at that rose. Let it be a spring green color. Yeah, yeah. Ground that spring green vibration. This is your fourth chakra, your affinity body. Okay, this is the affinity body. And I want you to create a sun of green, a spring green. Let that be joy. Okay, I am joy. Now, joy is another word I use. It's just own you. That's what it means. Joy means just own you. Drop that sun in to that beautiful spring green rose. Set the energy in your fourth, your affinity space for just own you. Good. Joy. Okay, good. Okay, let's go to the fifth chakra. Go back to the rose, be in the center of your head. Look at that blue rose. It's a blue color now, like a blue jeans color. A little bit darker than sky blue. Very good. Create a sun of communication, community, common sense. There you go. I remembered. This is off the top of my head, everyone. I am communication, community, common sense. Drop that sun into the fifth chakra. Let it flow into that rose again. You're actually putting your attention not on the whole being, not on your whole being, but just in your fifth etheric body. Setting the energy in a specific vibration of your space. These seven chakras, these seven bodies, are effectuating your reality. If you set the energy in these spaces, you're going to have a better reality. Wow. Yes. Yes, your physical body is just the event. It's not the cause. It's the event. So what is the cause? Well, your spirit body is actually the motivation. That motivates. And then your chakra body creates the thought behind, and then you have the event. So the spirit motivates you, the chakra body creates the generates the event, and then the physical body has the event. Okay, so we're just working on the second part of your creative space, which is your mind body. It's a big area, so it's good. It's worthy to work on. Worthy to work. Okay, we've cleaned out the fifth, communication, community, common sense. The next, look back at that rose again from the center of your head. Look at the rose. Stay with me. Look at the rose. Let that rose be grounded and let the vibration be indigo blue, dark blue, indigo. I love that word, indigo blue. And that's your clairvoyance. And you want to set the energy. We'll ground it first. Want to clean it out. Indigo blue, clean out that rose. Release the energy. Release the energy. Okay. Oh, yes. Create a sun. Let that sun drop into that rose. Let that sun vibrate at I am the observer. Observer means objective, serve reality. Very good. Okay, one more. Do I have enough time for one more? Okay, let me take a break. Okay, and we'll get to that last crown chakra in a few moments, and then we'll take a phone call and remind you of the workshop. We'll be right back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Okay, well, find the center of your head again. Create your story, a couple of roses. Ah, yes. Ground. Yes, you're always grounded. Don't think that just because I tell you to ground that you're not grounded. You're always grounded. You have a grounding cord. Everyone has one. Everyone on the planet has a grounding cord. Isn't that amazing? And you're just putting your attention on it. That makes a difference. Your attention is your power. We were cleaning out the chakra system. We were working, finishing the sixth. The sixth was an indigo colored, and we created a sun of I am the observer. Observer means objective, serve reality. So your objective, to be in the center of your head, your objective is to serve what? Reality. In other words, your life. Good place to be, in the seat of your soul, the center of your head. Okay? And if you're wondering why I'm saying that, is because the seat means see all things. Or see attention. It's up to you. So I know where the seat of my soul is. Hello. All right. The crown chakra, that is a violet colored. Yeah, keep that sun up. I'm sorry. Keep the rose up. Look at the rose in front of you. You're just using a particular tool to help you focus and clean out your space, to set the energy. We're going about it fast, but I'm hoping that you can do this more than once today or more than once this month. You know, work towards healing yourself, and this is a really good beginning. And I'd like you to go ahead and create a sun. Create a sun above the center, above the rose. Create a sun. Let that sun be I am resolve. I'm trying to remember what that means. I forgot what the crown chakra was. I am resolve. Oh yes, I got it. Thank you. I am resolve and relate. Okay, so create a sun. I am resolve and relate, and let that sun flow into that violet colored rose. Yes, yes. And again, let it soak up like a sponge soaks up water. Set the energy in your seventh vibration of your mind body. So what we've done is we've worked the energy of first chakra is response and respect. Second chakra is I am, use me not. Third chakra is I am form, fitness, and fortitude. Fourth chakra is I am joy. Fifth chakra is I am communication, community, and common sense. Sixth chakra is I am the observer. And the seventh chakra is I am resolve and relate. Very good. Okay, one more thing before we take on, say hello to Cindy. One more. Remind yourself. Oh, I'm going to remind you. There's a workshop June 12th. It's absolutely free. Everyone is welcome. It's about working and running earth energy and cosmic energy in your space. We can manage the energy. We'll show you how to manage it. I'll show you how to manage it. And we'll work. There's four different vibrations on either side. Four different vibrations we can use in the earth and four different in the cosmic. We will try to get to all of them. I don't know how many we'll get to. We have 3 hours together and maybe a fourth hour for questions and answers. Just depends on what happens. Everyone is welcome. Doesn't cost you a thing. The address is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. You can get there by BART. I'm only 3 or 5 minutes away by walking. And or you can get there easily by car. There's freeways everywhere. Phone number to call me is 510-481-2872. My name is Robert Watson. You'll be going to the Institute called Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. Hope to see you there. Let's say hello to Cindy. Let me get that photo. This one.
Hi, Robert.
Cindy.
Hi, wonderful show. I tuned in late, but it's very interesting.
Oh, thank you.
My energy system's all out of balance, especially my thyroid hurts quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thyroid, huh?
Yes.
Okay, now, let me give you a little quick hello on that, okay. And maybe we can do some energy work. We got 5 minutes.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
Yeah. First thing is, you have a pineal gland, which sits in the center of your head, just behind the center of your head, and in front of you is another gland. This is part of your endocrine system. It's your pituitary gland. And now the pineal gland really only does one thing for us, and this may be news to people. The pineal gland, it takes on the cosmic energy and sets and then brings that cosmic energy into the body through the pineal gland and then sets the energy for the body. In other words, it changes it from cosmic energy to energy that the body can use.
Okay,
and that's melatonin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's what it does. And I call that the master gland. Mm-hmm. And then the secretary, the secretary to this master gland is your pituitary gland. And this distributes hormones into the rest of the endocrine system through the bloodstream. So you may have expanded thyroid.
Uh-huh, yes.
It may not be the thyroid. It could be the pituitary.
Ah.
Ah, that's what I'm bringing. That's what I'm coming to.
Okay.
Let's take a look and see if I can see. Let's see.
Yeah, good.
Let's see what I can see, said the blind man.
Should have put my makeup on.
Oh, too late.
Too late.
Yeah. Okay. Now, when I look at your pituitary gland, what I'm looking at, you have two. You have the anterior and the posterior. The posterior one is kind of moved over to the energy, I should say, not the physical pituitary, but the energy is moved over to your right. And there's something kind of like beating it up on the left. So let me ask you, you can say no, it's okay. But do you have any, do you ever get little headaches in your head?
Not real often.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm just above your nose and in your posterior gland, the Okay. Starting to release now.
Thanks, Robert.
Mm. Just grounding it. Excuse me. Okay, it's coming out. Good. Now, the issue with your thyroid gland, is your right gland a little bit more swollen than your left?
Let's see. I think the left seems a little more, but it's hard to tell.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure. Do you feel that pressure coming out of your face and your nose area there?
Yeah, a little bit I do. Yeah,
that's me.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's me working.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Gee, Sydney, we need to do some more work. I'm really running out of time here.
Okay.
I just want to do a quick hello. I'm going to drop in a golden sun. I'd love to work with you again.
Okay, I'll call you, Robert.
Yeah, call me. I'll give you my phone number. It's 510-481-2872.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, and we'll finish this project in a later time.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Robert.
You're welcome, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, just want to remind you, the workshop, this coming June 12th, Saturday, at 2 to, I'm sorry, I'm just getting out of my healing space here. I have a healing, we have a workshop, a healing clinic, if you will, but really mostly we're going to be working on earth and cosmic energy running through your space. The focus is to manage the energy. You'd be surprised if you don't run the energy correctly, how much it can really light you up. And if you want to manage your space, okay? I mean, it's really important, isn't it? You want to manage your life, right? I mean, isn't it important to manage your life? Well, if you manage your energy space, you manage your on an energy vibration, you'd be surprised at how much that changes how you relate and manage your life. So that's what I'm intending for you to do. And we'll talk about how to run Earth and cosmic through your space, the different vibrations that we can use. It's relative to the Supreme Being. It's the address is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro, California, 510-481-2872. Please call me or just show up 2 to 6 and we'll have a good time. And if I don't have enough chairs, I'll give you mine. And I don't want anything from you. How about that? I've got plenty of work. I don't need any more. So just show up and have fun with me. Okay, I got to go now. Have a great June. I'll see you at the workshop. We'll see you in July. All right, bye-bye.